Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was a Canadian superstar who won a pair of American classics and became one of the most influential sires in the history of the sport. His name was Northern Dancer, and today we remember him on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of his birth. Foaled on May 27, 1961 in Oshawa, Ontario, Northern Dancer was a homebred owned by Canadian business tycoon E.P. Taylor. The colt stood only 14 hands as a yearling and was unable to meet his reserve price of $25,000 in the auction ring. It would be one of the few times the phrase, reserve not attained, would ever be said in the same breath with Northern Dancer. More on that later. As a two-year-old, Northern Dancer won the 50th running of the Remsen Stakes at Aqueduct in overpowering fashion, covering the one-mile distance in stakes record time of 1 minute 35 and 3/5 seconds. His Canadian campaign included a win in the Coronation Futurity, Canada's richest race for two-year-olds, by 6 lengths. He would be named Canada's champion juvenile for 1963. A bay son of Nearctic with 3 white feet, Northern Dancer developed into a physically powerful horse, but not a tall one. One sports writer said that his legs were barely long enough to keep his tail off the ground, but another said he had unwavering determination, making him, quote, harder to pass than a third martini, end quote. On May 2, 1964, Northern Dancer went to the post as the 7-2 second betting choice for the 90th running of the Kentucky Derby. He had most recently won the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland as the 1-5 favorite. Trained by Horatio Luro and with Bill Hartack aboard, Northern Dancer won the Kentucky Derby by a neck over the favorite Hill Rise. He stopped the timer in stakes record time of 2 minutes flat for the 1.25 mile distance. He became the first Canadian bred ever to win the Kentucky Derby. Northern Dancer would win the Preakness 2 weeks later, again as the second betting choice, but a third place finish in the Belmont Stakes meant there would be no Triple Crown. Still, the talented colt would win the Queen's Plate by 7.5 lengths at Woodbine, becoming the first and still the only horse to score the Kentucky Derby Queen's Plate double. More honors followed. Champion 3-year-old and Horse of the Year in Canada for 1964. Champion 3-year-old male in the United States. A dozen years later, in 1976, Northern Dancer would be inducted into both the Canadian and U.S. Halls of Fame. As a sire, Northern Dancer's sons would include English Triple Crown winner Nijinsky. His grandsons would include Chief's Crown, winner of the inaugural running of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Great-grandson Bet Twice would avenge the family name by winning the Belmont Stakes. Sons such as Danzig and grandsons such as Stormcat and Galileo would perpetuate the dominance of his siring line. In the sales ring, some 174 yearlings by Northern Dancer would sell at Keeneland for a combined price of $160 million, an average of well over $900,000. A son would sell for $10.2 million, a grandson for $13.1 million. As a result of such success, Northern Dancer's stud fee would increase from $10,000 to $1 million over the course of his 24-year stallion career. All told, Northern Dancer would sire 635 foals, including 467 winners and 143 stakes winners. He would boast the highest yearling average of any sire at Keeneland's prestigious July sale on a dozen different occasions. And his 257 lifetime yearlings sold at public auction would gross over $181 million, an average price of more than $700,000. Northern Dancer died on November 16, 1990 at the Taylor family's Winfields farm in Chesapeake City, Maryland. He was 29. Northern Dancer was described by jockey Ron Turcotte as bold and brave. Bill Hartack called him brawn and guts. A member of the Winfields farm staff once said of Northern Dancer, quote, he was a street fighter. He was cocky. He was a ball of fire, end quote. Today, we remember the Canadian superstar who became a worldwide phenomenon. We remember Northern Dancer, born 60 years ago this week in Ontario. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.